Okay, my name is Mike Rossigliano. I'm a cartoonist, and this story would be better in Buffalo, at the Buffalo Stoop Storytelling, than it would be here. But because we're playing Buffalo this week, the Ravens, I can make the tie-in kind of vaguely. But anyway, I was a cartoonist for the Buffalo Courier Express, which is now defunct, along with about 4 other newspapers I've worked for over my career. And at the time, I was doing sports cartoons. I still do them for the Baltimore Sun right now, the one paper I still do cartoons for. But at the time, I was doing them for the Buffalo paper, and I was doing other cartoons for the Buffalo paper. And one of the cartoons I had to do was this large cartoon that was very busy, which is the kind of cartoons I usually do. And a friend of mine went to Canisius College, which is one of the colleges in Buffalo. And their rival was St. Bonaventure, if any of you know St. Bonaventure in Olean, New York. So he told me, they had a phrase in Canisius called, they would say, Buck Fauna, which in essence was fuck Bonna, you know, and I always thought it was funny, and I made a T-shirt for him and all that. Anyway, one day I decided to slip the word Buck Fauna into the large, busy cartoon, figuring that no one would notice, and I'd get an inside joke in. Well, it was great. All the Canisius people loved it, and the publisher the editor of my newspaper fielded a call from a St. Bonaventure fan who called the newspaper and said, we know what Buck Fauna means, and this is what it means. And so he got very upset, and he called me into his office, and he said, if I ever see the word Buck Fauna in any, in our newspaper again, you'll be fired. And, you know, at the time, I wasn't married. I didn't have kids yet. I was just a kind of purist cartoonist that loved the idea of slipping things in. I didn't really care if I held my job at all at that point. So at that point, I set out to slip the word Buck Fauna into any way I could slip it in the newspaper over the course of a number of months. And these included mirror images. So I would slip it in there, and if you held it up to a mirror, you would see the word Buck Fauna. Or there was one time when I was on TV in Buffalo, and they were promoing it. They came in to take my picture, and I made sure that behind me, hanging in my at my art desk, was the word Buck Fauna slipped back there, so you could kind of see it in the background, stuff like this. And this all culminated with a giant drawing that I had to do of the Allentown Art Festival, which was kind of like Artscape here, in which there's a number of artist booths and a lot of different kinds of artwork. Well, I numbered the artist booths on this large drawing that went across the page. And if you took a red marker and connected the dots, connected the numbers on it, it spelled out Buck Fauna across the entire metro section of the Buffalo Courier Express. Luckily, no one found out about this except one sports guy who I was walking. No one kind of picked up on it, but this one sports guy did. And I was walking by his desk, and he said, I know what you did. I know, you know, what went on. And at that point, I was like, you have to swear you'll never tell a soul about the giant Buck Fauna that went across the page. But anyway, he never told, but months later, the paper folded, and this guy that is the Canisius grad had a bachelor party, and his bachelor party turned into a goodbye Courier Express party, and I was supposed to be a speaker for him as a bachelor, and my speech ended up being that I revealed all 27 or 28 of these different drawings that I had done and how they, you know, had Buck Fauna in them, including the giant one that I showed them in red. At that point, it didn't matter because I couldn't lose my job. And at that point, the editor and the publisher were outraged, and I didn't really care. So that was my Buck Fonda secret.